No, no. If somebody said, well, you have a lot of joy. No. That's not what it said. You will speak with tongues. That's exactly what they did. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all well in one accord in one place. And suddenly came a sound from heaven where, after a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them what? Cloven tongue like as a fire and set up on each of them. They all began to do what? Speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And when you get full of the Holy Ghost, you will speak with tongues. I got filled. That's why I speak with tongues every day, every day, every day, every day. Every day. Why? Because I'm filled. You know why some saints don't speak with tongues every day? Just like the old car let it run out of gas. You let your spirit life get, see, there's a refilling. Hallelujah. And if you don't talk in tongues and go and get refilled, you find yourself, you don't want to pray. You won't talk in tongues. Amen. Some of you need to knock the dust off. Get the rust off your tongues. Get in the throne room with him. He has something to tell you. You say, he's done? No, I'm just quitting. I'm just quitting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody, stand up. I hear the Holy Ghost, at least I hear these words in my spirit. A day among my church body on the earth had brought a light and a refreshing and a revelation for you to be partaker of. So don't turn a deaf ear to what is being said, because it's so crucial that you hear in your spirit from me. Days on this earth, as you've known it in the past, will not be like they were. In future, like they are to be in future days. Because in the worlds, there's going to be trouble here and trouble there. But I have the secret place, and you know it's in me. So you never have to be disturbed, but just make sure you stay under the cover. Stay armed, stay full of my word. And right in the middle of what many are failing, you will excel. And you'll prosper and you'll win. And light will shine upon you and others will come to investigate to see. What's your secret, they ask. You will simply answer, Jesus. That's my secret. Do you want to know him? And those that turn their hearts over or receive me will learn the secret that I am more than enough no matter what comes your way, says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, as we come today, the end of this gathering, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for this congregation, this people that's so dear to you. Thank you for speaking to each one heart today. Anything that's anybody that came in this building, in this gathering, that the enemy had rule, influence, and control, I break it power. I take authority over it. And I pray. And I say, may the light shine in the hearts so they can see. And then, Father, thank you for those that are viewing us by live streaming. Everybody, help me to pray for them or to help them to receive life from God. If you are viewing us today and you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, why not now? Can you come up with a good reason why you shouldn't? Say, Jesus, you are Lord. Today, I'm asking you to come in my heart. I receive you now. I turn from what I've been doing, and I surrender all. Come in. Take charge. I surrender. Jesus, today, I receive you as my Savior, and I make you my Lord. Thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit right now. I don't understand it, but you know. Fill me. That is with the evidence of speaking with other tongues in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm saved. I'm yours. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.